This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday, 4:04. So in this segment, it's typically all Dave Murray, but we have Chet Pleben on to talk about the legalities of what we are learning about the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. So we're going to talk to Dave, do the weekend forecast, and then we'll talk to Chet. Dave, happy Friday. Good to talk to you.
Happy Friday is right. Couple of quick facts for you. I know we've got Chet coming on. You may have noticed full moon last night. There was a kind of a faint object close by. That was the planet Saturn. Not as close tonight, but it will be close. Days are getting shorter. Sunrise 6:12, sunset 7:59. And so far this summer, 25 days of 95 plus degree heat. That puts us ninth on the all-time list, the longest 39 days in 1901 and 1934. So yes, it's been a hot summer, but it has not been an unusually hot summer. And I know some people might disagree with that, but I don't care.
I don't know. Top 10's pretty unusual for me.
Top 10 is pretty good, but it has not been as extreme as it has kind of been made out to be.
Gotcha.
And if you don't agree, shut up.
That's right.
Dave, did I see a thing that said it's our final supermoon of the year?
Yeah, I think it's the fourth or fifth one of the year. Out of all the moons, there's been four or five supermoons this year.
So the weather's, to me, perfect today, just gorgeous.
Spectacular.
Going to stick like this for the weekend?
It's going to be a little bit warmer, though. This evening and overnight tonight, amazing. Low humidity, comfortable temperatures, 70s this evening, 62 for the overnight low. Tomorrow morning's wonderful. It's going to be a little bit warmer in the afternoon, 88. We can deal with that. Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, again about 88. There's going to be another cool front dropping down in the northwest flow. Should get to St. Louis about 6 a.m. Sunday morning. The cooler air behind it is lagging by about 5 or 6 hours. So 65 Sunday night, 82, partly sunny on Monday. Monday night, Tuesday, periods of showers and thunderstorms. No all-day rains and questions about how much rain we will really see out of that. Overall, the northwest flow remains in control.
Okay, we'll talk to you Monday and get an update then. Thanks, Dave.
You got it.
And Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
All right, let's talk to Chet. Hello, Chet. Thanks for being on today.
Hello, Dave. How are you? I think it's better usually to listen to Dave Murray than to me most of the time. And beautiful day. I'm out on the golf course. It's fantastic.
Very nice. You up north, you down south?
No, I'm down south pretty soon. You know what he said, 60s or something, kicking into the 50s. Now, that's freezing for us. We're going to turn the heat on pretty soon.
Jeez. Okay, so an unprecedented day, historically unprecedented day, legally. I'm just going to throw you the softball. You tell me about your reaction to everything that we're learning.
Dave, every time that we talk about this guy, I have to pinch myself to realize that we're not in Disney World for some reason. I mean, we're talking about the president of the United States who took top secret, the highest level, apparently, we don't know yet because that hasn't been unveiled, but the highest level it's been reported of top secret information to his home in Mar-a-Lago. Now, what was he going to do with that stuff? Now, of course, he claims that he declassified that. Well, I've got a lot of questions about that. I mean, you know, how do you know when this guy's not telling the truth, in my judgment, when his lips move? And so when does this come out? So we learn that all of a sudden they did subpoena him. The grand jury did issue a subpoena. They issued a subpoena in the springtime. What does he do? The president of the former president of the United States thumbs his nose at the grand jury and the criminal justice process. He doesn't respond. So now what do they have to do? Based upon probable cause, which has been shown, they go ahead and they hit his house with a search warrant. So now he's claiming, well, I declassified that. Well, if he declassified that information, why didn't we know about that when they were talking to him? Why didn't we know about that in January when they took those 15 boxes out in January? Why didn't we know about that in April or May when the grand jury issued a subpoena? Why didn't he say, I have documents, I have classified documents, but you know what? I have them legally, I have them legitimately, and they're mine. And so here is the reason why. Well, the fact of the matter is that he didn't declassify anything. Now, this guy, you know, with pardons, et cetera, he's been not been known to follow any of the rules or the protocol. I don't know how you declassify something as the president of the United States, but I don't think that you wake up one morning and if you have nuclear secrets that you all of a sudden decide after you have your ham and eggs that, well, I think I'll just stamp this declassified and throw it in a basket here. And so bring on the next set of documents that I'll classify as declassified. So I think there's a lot of questions. Now, what does the search warrant tell us? Well, the search warrant tells us that, A, they have probable cause, B, that they tried the subpoena, that didn't work. But what it also tells us is the federal law that they are looking at, that they have probable cause to believe that he violated and that he is secreting information in his home that shouldn't be there. And so what are the statutes that are involved with this, according to the warrant? Well, the one is a crime to destroy or conceal documents or to obstruct an investigation. So I guess the question is whether or not they had an informant or informants that said that he was flushing documents down the toilet or he was ripping up documents. The second is the unlawful removal or concealment of government materials. Okay, that is the one that we talked about before, which disqualifies you, among other things. It's a felony, among other things, of not being able to hold federal office again. And the third, and this is the headline, the third is the Espionage Act, which is the retention of national security information that harms, that certainly can harm the United States or its allies. So I don't know whether he had nuclear information or not. That's a story for another day when the inventory is somehow released. But let's assume that he didn't have the nuclear information. I mean, you know, they had top secret information. And this top secret information, according to the reporting now, was like double top secret. This is the highest level of top secret information that you can have, where you don't talk about that at cocktail parties. It's in secured environments, secured facilities, and with people who have the same type of clearance that everybody else has in discussing those particular issues. But yet, here we have the former president of the United States that has top secret information at the highest level, whatever it might turn out to be, in his home, in his house.
So, Chet,
what was he planning to do? Sell it?
I know it's crazy to say, like, well, how big a deal is this? It's obviously a very big deal. But I had Senator Jim Talent on earlier in the week, who we both know and like very much, great respect right. for Jim, but he was saying like, oh, it's not really a big deal. People take home classified documents every single day to do their work. You remember Sandy Berger when he famously stuck them down his pants and got caught and they charged him with a misdemeanor and he paid a fine or something. He was trying to paint it as if this is not the end of the world. Although one of the documents is being reported, you can only legally view in a SCIF, which are these like CIA Jason Bourne rooms that they set up and make sure that no one can see or, you know, sense in any way what you're doing. So what do you think?
Well, I think Jim Talent, when he practiced law in St. Louis, was an excellent, excellent lawyer. Then Jim decided he would go into the political venue, which he did. And I think he was an excellent politician. I voted for him. But this is not about politics. And I think Jim, and I heard his interview, and I think Jim was talking more as a Republican than a lawyer. And this is a big deal. I mean, this, I think that you have to get to the bottom line of A, how did he take these? What did he know at the time? What was this? Did he know that this was unlawful? And I believe that they can show that. Secondly, what did he plan to do with these documents, these top secret documents, at his home in Mar-a-Lago? And I think the question then becomes, and the question for Merrick Garland is going to be, well, what do we do with this? Okay, we know, and Dave, you and I talked before, you know, this is like being AWOL from the military. Are you there? You're not. Either the records are where they should be in the government's yeah. custody, or they're not. And clearly, they're not. And so what do you do with that? I mean, do you prosecute him as the president of the United States? Not an easy decision to make.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't believe, and I say this not exactly knowing whether there were nuclear weapons or nuclear secrets, et cetera, involved in this, but I don't think that they are going to prosecute him just for these three offenses that I told you about that they secured the warrant on. I think that, and the government does this, frankly, more than I care to see, but they do it. And I think if they're going to prosecute him on the January 6th insurrection, I think what you will see is this being included as one of those counts. I don't think they're going to prosecute this case separately. Again, barring anything that we don't know yet, that the government may know that it obtained from a confidential source, because obviously they have somebody that they're talking to. Obviously they have somebody, yeah. Because I believe that they knew that there was super secret, top secret information stored at Mar-a-Lago. So somebody's telling him that, whether it's a Secret Service agent, whether it's an aide or somebody else, I don't know. But I think we need to kind of wait to see how that part of it plays out. So I don't know. And you know, when you cross-examine somebody, you don't want somebody, if you're on the other side, you never want somebody to tell the truth, because those people are extremely difficult to cross-examine because they only have one story to remember. Now, with Donald Trump, who just recently took the Fifth Amendment that he excoriated people previously for doing, 400 times with the Attorney General of New York. So I think that when you start now, when he starts making stuff up, when he starts talking about, I declassified it. Well, there are too many questions, cross-examine type questions that he will fumble over. He's not going to handle that well. And the reason he's not going to handle it well is because he lied in the first place. Hell, he lied about whether or not he had more information. Back in January, when they took 15 boxes out, you think that the government was going to leave absent the representation? I don't have any more. I don't have anything else. You know, I doubt it. I doubt seriously. And then he had multiple opportunities to set the record straight and give it back. And so, you know, if you're going to declassify somebody, and if that is really honestly what you did, then why wouldn't you say that? And why would you create this spectacle for yourself? Why would you create these kind of headlines? So, you know, maybe that's how, you know, he runs his other business. And clearly we've seen it before where he has you know, flaunted the law, flaunted the rule of law and everything else that goes along with it, because he's Donald Trump. So we're going to see how all this plays out. And then to excoriate the FBI when he knows that what he has is top secret information, whether or not he declassified. So instead of saying, I declassified it, you know, I'm lawfully entitled to it, maybe yes, maybe no, he excoriates the FBI that yeah. came in and conducted a, quote, a raid. They didn't conduct a raid. They executed a search warrant, and they gave the Secret Service notice that they were coming. And that's after he dishonored a subpoena. So I don't know. I mean, it just takes my breath away every time I see this.
I know.
You
All
know,
right.
it's just, what a country.
Thank you, Chet. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks much. See ya.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 424. In the next segment, Amy Mark Scores is coming back, and Matt Pauly, our new sports guy, is going to join us. We're going to play Feud, and then the top of the next hour, we'll do some headlines for you, and we have all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're not exactly sure about this, but the CDC has put out some new guidelines, and whichever way it is, to me, it's pretty amazing. I think what it is that the CDC is now saying that if you contract COVID, but you don't have symptoms, you don't have to quarantine. So you can just go out into the world, wear a mask for 5 days, and you're fine. I don't know why I'm mad about this. I mean, I guess it's an improvement. I guess at some point you have to trust the doctors and the scientists and the CDC and World Health Organization. But something like 400 people a day are still dying, and it just kind of seems like, well, what the hell is all that? You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
No, they're still recommending that if you test positive for COVID, you stay at home for at least 5 days and isolate from others in your home. They're not saying to go out with a mask on.
But I feel like they are... Aren't they softening on, like, the unvaccinated a little bit as well, though?
They're not differentiating between vaccinated and unvaccinated people anymore.
I don't think there's
anymore.
Much difference anymore.
Okay.
Now that the virus has mutated so many times.
Oh, true. Ugh, I don't like that. That's scary.
And now there's a new one that's in China.
Another one?
Being carried by shrews, which I'm only half know what a shrew is.
It's like a mouse.
Like a rat. Yeah. Kind of thing.
Like a cute
rat.
It's
called like Langia. And it's just it's like during hurricane season where they keep lining up, you know, and that just what it feels like.
Shrew pox.
They also said pretty much like COVID's here forever.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like the flu.
Yeah.
I feel like at least the three of us in this room had kind of resigned that fact for a while now.
Yeah.
They got to tame those shrews.
Tell me about the Whole Foods palm reading, Rach.
Okay, so whenever I wrote it down as palm reading, it makes it sound like there's a palm reader at Whole
Which
Foods.
Kind of cool.
But no, they're doing a thing now where you can sign up to pay for your groceries at Whole Foods just by waving your palm in front of a piece of technology. And the way you would do that is it's through Amazon One, I believe that's the name of it. And you would scan your palm into this data system, and it all lives in the cloud. They say it's pretty secure, but I personally don't trust it. And you give them a payment method, your phone number, and your palm. And once they have all that, they can set up this account for you to where when you're shopping at a Whole Foods store, you just have to show your hand and you're good to go. You don't have to do anything else.
Why would you distrust it?
The older I get, the more I'm like, I don't want to give you my data because I know how valuable data is. So I'm a little more protective of it now than I was, say, 10 years ago when I was just like, here's my email, here's my phone number, whatever. And that's a part of my body that you now have in your
Good answer.
Data system. So for an example, yesterday I was trying to download Truth Social because I want to see what President Trump is saying throughout all of this.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to wait a little while before someone else reposts it on Twitter or something. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sign up for Truth just to follow the president, the former president. And I signed up with my work email address, but then they wanted my phone number. And I'm like, no social media account has my phone number. I'm not going to give you guys my phone number. So I just failed to sign up basically because I wasn't going to do it. There are certain things where I'm like, I know it's valuable. The only reason I know it's valuable is because you guys want it so bad. So I'm going to be more discerning about when I just give people my data. So it being the palm of my hand, I don't think that Amazon necessarily needs that. I don't think they're going to use it to take over the world or anything, but that's just for me.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Welcome back, guys. DGS 436. We're joined by Amy Mark Scores and Matt Pauly, our new sports guy who requested this song be played. So I don't know what that's about, but
right
it's
here.
Fine.
Yeah, it means a
fine.
Lot. Yeah.
Rach, you weren't in the room hearing this, but Gordon Hidal, who we had on the other day, who we fell in love with, it's his uncle.
Yeah. I know. He emailed us about it. Sorry, was I supposed to ask?
Yes!
Oh my
your
gosh!
First day in radio.
What a coincidence!
He didn't email me about it.
I should have gone to you.
It became a big thing at home because my uncle actually emailed my mom to say, "Did Matt have anything to do with them requesting me to come on KMOX?" So total coincidence, but yeah.
And then you did miss this one because you're not in the room. Mm-hmm. Andrew's like, so Gordon has a hamburger place? And Matt's like, no, that was his dad. And he's like, yeah, no, he has a hamburger place.
I think I know about your uncle, Matt, okay?
So Gordon Stoplight Drive in Festus, which is Festus Crystal City, Gordon is my grandfather, the other Gordon, the elder Gordon.
Yes.
They're both Gordon.
Gordon Sr.
Yes.
Good burger?
Great burger. It's voted top burger in Jefferson County and Missouri over and over and over.
Very
That's
nice.
A stiff competition.
Yep. You have to love those little connections. I don't know what he even meant by that.
Me either. But he made himself laugh.
I know. He was low-grade crappy and then laughed about it. Yeah, I'm sure the burger's great, man. Your new friend, and you're alienating him. Also,
never coming back.
We're not even going to play Studio Feud, but he's done so many dumb things in the last like 3 minutes.
Well, I kept seeing him orating while gesturing with a Dorito in his hand.
Right?
It's the community Dorito bag.
Amy goes, hey, I noticed you just moved those Doritos away from me. And he goes, it's a community bag.
He's keeping the Doritos behind the monitor, so he keeps walking around the monitor, and he said it's a community bag, and I'm thinking, he's still really the only one who can easily access the Doritos.
And then Matt goes, it's an awfully small bag to be a community bag.
He has a special hiding place for the community Doritos.
He doesn't understand object permanence. He's like, they'll never figure out where it
hey,
went.
Look at these new Doritos.
These idiots. Okay.
New Doritos I just found.
Studio Feud, a lot like Family Feud. Let's do DGS versus the Outsiders. And Amy and Rach, you're up first.
All right.
All right.
Name something you do constantly when you have a cold.
Amy.
Yes.
Blow your nose.
Number three answer, Rach.
Cough.
Number two answer, you guys have control.
What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm up now.
Sleep.
Now.
Yes, number four answer.
Tuckered out.
How about take medicine?
No, ma'am. There are two left. That's your first strike.
Sneeze.
Number one answer. One answer left. Something that you do constantly when you have a cold.
Get chills.
Nope. Second strike.
I'm going to say, oh boy, vomit.
Oh, God.
You don't vomit when you have a cold.
Well, I can't
think of bad answer.
I feel like
bad
we covered
answer.
All the stuff. We covered all the things you do do.
One. Is that our third strike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love his logic. We covered all the things that you do do, so I thought I'd say something you clearly don't.
Vomit.
All right, you guys get to talk amongst yourselves and come up with an answer to steal.
Okay. Do you have any ideas?
Was sleep given?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that was a no.
Matt was probably thinking vomit. He's like, oh my God.
No. Eat soup? Soup?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Eat soup. I was trying to think of something with your head, like a headache. But I think we can go with soup.
Okay.
Since you've really have a lot of connections.
Maybe
that dish, I feel like you would know. Yeah.
No, sorry. Sniffle. So yes. DGS takes it.
Yes.
What? Nothing. I like the attitude. Okay, boys, step up. Name something deep sea divers wear that you would look silly wearing
Andrew.
In the pool.
Flippers.
Number one answer, flippers. You guys want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oxygen tank.
Number two answer.
Big silly helmet. Like the big old timey helmet thing?
Oh, no. Oh. No, sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that, but no. Vomit those things.
Wetsuit.
Wetsuit's there. Two more left.
Snorkel?
Snorkel's there. One left, Rach.
Something that they would wear that they would look silly wearing in the pool. And these are deep sea divers?
Yes.
Gosh.
Which I don't think deep sea divers use snorkels, but
yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Kind of why I was hesitant.
The American public.
And we already said oxygen tank.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Flippers, oxygen tank, wetsuit, and snorkel.
I truly don't know what else. Goggles.
I'm going to give it to you because it's mask. So, yeah, you guys take
We're not
two.
Doing so well.
We're terrible. Yeah.
They have the home field advantage here, clearly.
We've played a bunch of times.
Yeah, we've been playing this for literally years.
You practiced the categories.
And Andrew did print out the
Back to the girl. So I forgot that. Yeah,
I didn't even look at them. I just printed them out.
He's the one responsible for printing them out.
Unbelievable.
I just printed them out. We go over this every week, Amy.
Uh-huh. You must be.
Yeah, he denies cheating every week.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fake your outrage.
Okay, ladies, if you were married to a pirate, what might you often receive as a gift?
Amy. Gold coins.
Number one answer. You want it?
Yeah, it's pirates.
I didn't know that Amy had a special.
Oh, I had a pirate birthday cake 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
I did.
Just
because...
2 years ago, huh?
Because,
yeah, when I turned 37.
When you turned 8.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, pirates are cool. I don't know. Not, you know, just the old-timey pirates, the nice ones.
One of the absolute smartest people I know.
Not the Captain Phillips.
One of the most... educated and literate women I've ever met. She's like, pirates are cool.
It's cool.
Nice pirates are cool.
Yes, nice, but I like bears. What are you going to do?
Like Captain Hook's crew.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Shmi and the like.
Matt?
Parrot.
A parrot is there. Yes.
Now, Captain Hook was not real, but...
his crew. You know, his posse.
Sorry, I'm lost. I clocked out about 3 hours ago. Jewelry.
Yes, that is there. Two left.
A peg leg.
No, great answer. That is a great answer.
As a gift?
Why not?
Well.
Like a sword. Weaponry.
No. like a sword. No.
Weaponry. Eye patch.
Yes.
Wow.
One left,
man,
Amy.
I'm going to let you down. A pirate would give her...
Just think about what you want to receive from a pirate.
Imagine you're...
Yeah, she doesn't know how to play.
Dream pirate.
Yeah,
So you're married to him and he comes home late?
Yeah, some type of... a ship.
Wow. No, DGS team.
What about rum?
Yeah,
oh,
rum's good.
What a great answer.
That.
Good answer.
That.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
We deserve to lose, Matt.
Yes.
Okay.
We're getting lucky. You guys are playing great.
No, rum was everything. That was a great
answer.
You feel
that pat on your head? Boys, what would you hate to have happen when driving home in a brand new car? No, I hate that one. That's stupid. Let's not do that.
Oh, crash it, Dave.
I like this one way better.
Okay.
Boys, name a way to get down from a tall building.
Andrew.
Andrew?
I'd take the stairs.
Stairs, second to last answer. Matt?
Ladder.
Ladder's just above. Yeah. So there are three left. You want it?
What?
I
She's not
I
as
no
into tall
confidence.
Buildings as pirates.
I have no confidence in my
Let's
ability.
Play.
Okay. Well,
I had a tall building themed birthday cake. So don't want to give it to me.
Elevator.
Elevator's there. Yes. Two left.
Rappel down.
Nope. Oh. First strike.
You jump on. What? He kind of gave it. One was kind of right.
Yeah, he was close. I'm going to give it to
him. You gave us math.
It's scale it, so I think that's fair.
Yeah,
one left.
Oh, okay. Jumping into one of those puffy pillows.
Jumping, but you know, in a way that
is adorable or creepy, because it's somewhere in.
Like, have you seen the movie Heavyweight?
You've seen it, where they put the trampoline,
yes, we're
the
familiar,
inflatable
yes.
pillow.
Just say,
jumping.
Jumping.
Yeah,
yes,
jumping
there you go.
There you go.
That's how you
because
do it.
Because jumping without the pillow seemed like a bad way.
It's harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a worse way to land. Welcome back, guys. DGS, we're playing Studio Feud. It's my guys against Amy Mark Scores and Matt Pauly from the Gordon's Burgers Fortune, right?
Wow.
Got me looking forward to that.
Yes, lots of fortune.
Okay, here we go. It's 3-1, DGS against the Outsiders, but everything is doubled. Ladies.
Okay.
Name a place where you would hate to see litter.
Rachel.
Yes.
The ocean.
The beach, yes. That's number two.
Okay. A park.
A park is number one. You control.
What do you think? Play or hand it over?
Hand it over.
All right, we're handing it over.
Oh, boy. Andrew looks lost.
Yeah, he really does. I think he just made the right move.
Rookie mistake.
He loves littering, so this is like...
Have you seen his car?
Oh, that's right! Oh, my gosh!
That means he doesn't litter, though, because the things you could throw out are in his back seat.
The highway.
Yes, sir.
Good answer.
Yes.
How about the forest?
Great answer, but no.
The castle. No. How about...
It would be sad.
Gosh. The park, the beach, the highway. Your street.
No, sir. Two strikes. Okay.
About the schoolyard.
Very good. Oh, one wow. left. It all comes down to Andrew.
You got this.
The... restaurant.
Oh my god!
My grandfather's hamburger joint.
The burgers, Gordon's Burgers.
Sorry, third strike. You guys can tie it up if you get this one.
Oh wow, we're not gonna get it.
No
what
pressure.
Do you think, Matt?
Schoolyard was the one I was gonna go with. And okay, then that got taken.
I was just gonna say city street, like instead of like your neighborhood street, just like the streets that you're always on.
Well, hi. I mean,
yeah, that's not it because he said the road by your house.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
A church?
That's a good one.
Okay.
I hate a dirty church.
Yeah.
You know, old Amy. She hates those dirty churches.
Show me a soiled sanctuary.
Sorry, that's a better answer than this, but the winning answer was someone's yard.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that actually makes sense.
I'm glad you agree.
That's a good answer.
Amy approves.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel good about church.
It's now 5-1, but everything's worth 4. So.
You're trying to make us lose, Dave?
Just trying to keep everyone interested. Boys, besides gambling, name something people do in Las Vegas.
Matt.
Yes.
Go to a show.
See the show is pretty far down the list. Andrew?
Eat.
Eat is one above it. You want it?
Sure.
Okay.
Drink. Drink is number one. Two left.
Besides gambling?
No, you can say gambling, even though I said besides gambling.
Okay.
Dave just looked at me like, can you believe this guy?
They stay in a nice hotel and have a lovely time.
That's great.
Looking out the window.
But no. Good answer.
Take a tour.
Ooh.
No, boy, it'll be tied up here.
They go for a walk down the strip and see all the
hookers.
Things, all the hookers.
Yep, no.
I mean, I was avoiding saying hookers.
There are two left.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking, but I mean this. If they say see the shows, what do you think of?
Like go to a show.
Like a big... production.
Yes.
Does that count as a concert?
Oh.
Because a lot of people go to concerts.
That is true. And there's a lot of concerts there.
There are a lot of concerts, like Celine Dion.
I saw Rascal Flatts in Vegas.
Assuming concert is not a show, do you want to go with concert?
Yeah.
It actually says Rascal Flatts. Sorry. There no is. Concert.
Yes.
DGS
what
pulled
was it?
Out ahead. One is shop. And the one you're going to kick yourself on is get married.
Oh, duh.
Because people get married in Vegas.
I feel like such a fool. Matt, I'm so sorry.
So I should have thought of shopping.
I should have thought
I've taken my wife to Vegas many times. I've
you should both
shop.
Be sorry.
One left. Everything's worth 7.
Do you want
seven.
A community Dorito?
Those are my Doritos. Don't give them those.
Boys, name a specific reason you'd get fired from your job as a zookeeper.
Matt.
Yes.
You don't feed the animals.
That's number 2.
Wow, that's a great one.
You hit the animal.
Animal cruelty.
Yes. Wow.
But just below snap, Matt. Couldn't be prouder, could you, Rage? All right, Rage. You guys want it?
Wait,
no,
I thought
no,
it was
no. Matt.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You guys get to decide. There are 3 left.
I'm never going to recover from the Vegas failure, so Matt, you decide.
We'll play.
Okay. Oh, it's my turn. You get fired. You let the animals out of their cages.
That is the number one answer. Free the animals.
Free the animals.
2 left.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that's funny. Like, playing with the animals? Would that be one? Roughhousing? I don't know.
You're a sick son of a bitch.
No, Matt. I don't know how you do things in friggin' Festus, wherever you're from.
Having too much fun with the animals.
We do not play with our zoo animals. They don't like those games. A bear ride, he says. That's a real thing, you psycho. Amy, would you like to continue?
Yeah, you are. You show up late to take care of the animals.
Yes. I didn't think you'd get that. One left.
Well, I didn't really give you a reason to believe in
one,
me.
One left. Matt, don't make it sexual. Don't do it.
I already mentioned the church, so I'm on the right path.
Yes.
You don't show up at all.
Well,
show me neglect.
Good answer.
No. Darn it. Wanted to give it to you. One more strike.
Okay. You are bad with the zoo patrons.
No.
Show me people don't like you. You let people into the exhibit.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Sorry, you lose, so it's a tie. Sleep on the job, which is why I hesitated, because when Matt said you don't show up at all, it was pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
We had 9 points. I don't think it's a tie.
97, straight up tie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.